This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 4/7/2023. Patient's last name is Membrano, M-E-M-B-R-A-N-O. First name is Laura. Date of birth is 1/2/1972. Patient is a 51-year-old female who presents for well woman exam, blood test, and pap smear. She denies any, she complained of left pelvic pain, but denies any fever or any other symptoms. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. Denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Denies any no eye pain, I'm sorry. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain but complain of left pelvic pain. Denies any nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs. Allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 177.2 pounds, O2 saturation 97%, blood pressure was 110 over 85, pulse is 64, respiration 18, temperature 97.7. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no papillomavirus, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily, we know joint stiffness, neuros, patient is alert, oriented, times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, patient had a pap smear with a vault noted to be within normal limits, no motion, tenderness over the adnexia noted. Her urine test was negative for UTI. Patient had a general lab for chemistry, CBC, A1C, and thyroid panel, all done with pending results. Patient to return to clinic in 1 week for lab results and review. Patient was also instructed to take just over-the-counter analgesic like ibuprofen for her intermittent pelvic pain. Diagnosis, well woman exam, pap smear, and left pelvic pain. Next patient, last name is Rodriguez, first name is Virginia. Date of birth is 7/5/1962. Date of service is 4/7/2023. Patient is a 60-year-old female who presents for surgical clearance. Apparently, patient had some neck and left shoulder injury on the job. She denies any acute distress. She is currently not taking any medication. She has no chronic health issues. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint swelling, complain of neck and left shoulder pain, no swelling or stiffness of the joints reported. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 213.8 pounds. O2 saturation 96%. Blood pressure 116 over 84. Pulse is 80. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, no erythema, aura mucosa pink and moist. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes stands 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily, with the exception of point tenderness to the cervical spine and left shoulder. Minimum amount of range of motion difficulty noted. No joint stiffness evident. Patient had a lab test done as requested with pending results. EKG was within normal limits and chest x-ray was also within normal limits. Patient to contact her surgeon for further instructions. Diagnosis, surgical clearance, left shoulder and neck injury. Status post. Next patient, last name is Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. First name is Lawrence. Date of birth is 4-7-2023. Date of birth 12-30-1953. Date of service 4-7-2023. Patient presents for suture remover following emergency room visit for a lacerated left ankle. He denies any acute distress at this time. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge. No ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient had a lacerated left ankle with intact stitches, denies any wound drainage. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint stiffness or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient had no known drug allergies. Weight is 221.4 pounds. O2 saturation 98%. Blood pressure 119 over 66. Pulse is 66. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, no erythema, aura mucosa pink and moist. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no leash. Patient had three sutures. Stitches removed from his left ankle using a sterile technique. Slight open wound noted adjacent to the sutures that were removed. Wound care completed and firm dressing applied to the affected area. Patient to return to clinic in 1 week for the evaluation of the wound. Prescription was given for Bactrim DS, 1 PO, BID times 10 days, quantity 20. Diagnosis, suture remover, wound care. Left ankle. Status post ER care. Okay. Next patient, last name is Rico, R-I-C-O. First name is Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E. Date of birth is 3-1-2014. Date of service is 4-7-2023. Patient is a 9-year-old female, accompanied by mother with complaint of fever, sore throat, and headache going on for 2 days. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, complaint of sore throat with slightly painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blur vision or eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any cough, no shortness of breath. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 90.2 pounds. O2 saturation 100%. Blood pressure 109 over 74. Pulse is 97. Respiration 22. Temperature is 97. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, no erythema, pharyngeal erythema evident with no pustular lesions. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart, S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel sounds times 4, active. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested positive for strep screen, negative for flu A and B, COVID test, and RSV. Patient's diagnosis, acute strep pharyngitis and dysphagia. Patient to return to clinic in 5 days. Prescription was given for Amoxil, 400 mg/5 mL suspension, 5 mL POTID times 10 days, quantity sufficient. Wolf salt gargle also encouraged. Next patient, last name is Rico, R-I-C-O. First name is Maverick. Date of birth is 11-2-2017. Date of service is 4-7-2023. Patients present with mother for follow-up regarding RSV infection. Stated that child is improving and currently symptomatic. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge. No air pain, denies any air discharge, no sore throat or painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blur vision or eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pains, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed. She is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 40.6 pounds, O2 saturation 100%, blood pressure over 89 over 62, pulse is 106, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel sounds times 4, active. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, RSV, status post-RSV, viral syndrome, left acute otitis media, all these are currently resolving. Patient to continue his antibiotic regimen to completion. Patient tested negative for RSV. Thank you.